The woman is remaining anonymous. She says the experience left her humiliated and traumatized and unable to tell her family. Court papers say she went into labor last February in a Bronx holding cell, and that when police got her to the hospital, they handcuffed her and shackled her to the bed.
The most bizarre, draconian kind of practice, and it's kind of unthinkable that anybody in the NYPD in the year 2017 or 18 would ever contemplate such a thing.
And it's also against the law in New York. The lawsuit says doing that can have consequences on the pregnancy. Donna Lieberman, the executive director of the New York Civil Liberties Union, says the NYPD needs a change in how it treats women in custody.
It cries out for bold action by the police department to address the sexist, discriminatory, macho culture of the police department.
The NYPD says it's examining the allegations very carefully and will have no further comment before all the facts are in. Mac Rosenberg, WCBS, News Radio 880.